All right, we got a coworker behavior question, and this was something that Tom noticed.
So yesterday, I'm leaving, go out the parking lot, and I see, you know, one of our fellow coworkers in the Odyssey compound here, not a ticket worker, okay?
And I'm sorry to disappoint if you thought we were going to go after someone on the station.
He was having a conversation with somebody I didn't recognize in a parking lot, might have been a guest or something. And I looked, and then I did the next double look. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? They had dyed their hair black.
Like jet black?
Like it was dark. It was noticeable.
Yes, noticeable. And it wasn't Ryan Day black, okay? Which is nobody's hair is blacker than Ryan Day's, okay? Or dye job, whatever. And I just did the look, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's dyed, and I looked at him, and I have this take on people dyeing their hair. If you're going to do it, you need to do it like almost on the first gray, and you need to not do it to where it's like obnoxiously black. And I think it accentuates your older features when you do it too dark. You know what I'm saying? Like I looked and I'm like, wow, he looks old. I actually thought it made him look older. Because the
contrast,
because of the you know, the wrinkles you start getting around your eyes as you get older and stuff like that.
But it becomes jarring when you're yeah. The dye job is like, almost too good. You're saying,
yeah. Yes, exactly. And so I was just thinking about this, and I was like, I've always just thought guys dyeing their hairs, I don't get it unless you do it like right away. And I wanted to get Heather's take on this. Heather,
well,
you make the call. Should guys dye their hair?
Okay. I have some thoughts on this. I do want to know who this is. So are they here currently? Like, is this somebody I could spy on? Like, or just go check out their dye job?
Yes, they're okay. Here right now.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do my lab.
Which really narrows the field in terms of, it's probably not off-air personnel.
I'll do my lab.
So it's nobody in this room.
Correct.
Right.
And I said guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's my thought on guys dyeing their hair. If it's going to make you feel better about yourself, right, and you're going to have some confidence, I would rather have a confident man than have a guy who's like shying away from doing anything. I do think, however, I don't mind some gray hair. Like, I think it makes you look a little distinguished, sophisticated. I like that. So I don't think they need to dye your hair. The guys, I don't think you need to dye it. I think you can embrace the gray. I think it's a good look. But I also think that if it's going to help you, you want to feel better about yourself and you want to dye your hair, go for it, guys.
What if it's done abruptly? Like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like,
this was abrupt to me. Like, I just a double look.
Oh,
Since you are familiar with dyeing hair.
Yes.
Is there a way for guys to do it over time where it's not dramatic, where you
The Just for Men. That's
touch
like
of gray.
Yeah, the touch of gray, oh, okay. Where it's like it's not the full dye. It leaves a little bit of gray in there. I've never used box hair dye on. Well, I've never dyed a man's hair, but I've never used box dye on a man's head. So I don't know exactly. I mean, I've dyed a lot of women's hair, so I know how that works. But so I did think they have that.
You go home today and little Colin has...
Oh, come on. No.
Wow.
Do we still have flags in the studio?
Yeah. Come on.
That's not even subtle. That's a cheap shot.
You know, he's got to boost his confidence because of his...
All right.
So anyways, though, Colin is like has a red tone, right?
In his beard only.
Okay. So brown?
Yes, he's got brown hair.
Does he have some grays?
Not on his head. His beard is
really?
Getting some gray. Yeah, no grays in his hair, but his beard is getting some gray.
So you go home.
It starts like down here near the bottom of like by the chin.
Mm-hmm.
You go home though and the grays are gone. What would you think?
I would just be like, "Why? I liked your hair." I would be a little shocked that he would want to do that. I think that he's pretty confident, though. Like, I don't think that he would dye. I don't see him ever dyeing his hair.
So you use the word confident there. You're equating guys dyeing their hair to loss of confidence. Like,
why else would you do it?
I think
they look younger. I mean,
well, yeah,
and
because
I guess
you don't feel confident
in aging.
But to Heather's point, I kind of feel like guys, we got it easy. Like we're allowed to age, and we get to be distinguished. Women have it so much harder.
Oh
I
yeah,
we're not allowed to have gray.
I mean, I don't care.
But a lot of guys do, Tom, with their hair. Losing your hair is a really tough thing for a lot of men to go through. And it's, it, 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 you don't feel like yourself anymore. You don't look like yourself. You don't feel as confident.
But these are two different things to me, balding versus graying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think they're very different. I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't care either way. It would be a lot easier if I would just go bald. Then I wouldn't have to worry about haircuts. I wouldn't have to about worry about
but then you'd have
combing
to
my hair in the morning.
But you'd have to make you'd have to maintain the baldness. That's tough too, isn't it?
Sure.
I would imagine guys that are bald.
I don't know.
I cut mine once a week.
Oh, basically. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like using a razor on my dome, so you like.
Well, it's got to be hard.
I use a beard trimmer.
Okay.
And it takes, and I use it right to, I don't put a guard on.
Okay.
So I can, but it, I don't get cut then. It's a little pointy right up here.
At the very, very top. Gotta be gentle.
248-539-9797. Guys, we have a coworker dyeing his hair.
Yeah.
Are you someone that does this? And for women, like, does it matter? Does it look better? Does it look worse? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, or if you were in a relationship with someone and all of a sudden the next day they show up and they've got clearly done something to their hair other than just cut it.
I mean, women do it all the time. We do things to make ourselves feel better and what we think looks better, whether you agree or not.
I think it's more dramatic when a guy does it, because a lot of women, like, you know, if they haven't had their hair highlighted in 6 months and then all of a sudden they do, you notice a difference.
Sure.
But I don't think anybody sits there and goes, oh, you know, I mean, they don't really take as much notice versus a guy coloring their hair.
I mean, I would say on a woman, gray hair, it needs to be longer then, because I do think there's a distinguished look. Like, you don't want to be Brenda Warner. Right.
Right. Well, yeah. Like, because she has the same haircut as Kurt.
Right.
You like long hair, though, Tom.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I just think at least shoulder length is mandatory.
That's whether it's gray or not for you, though, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then another thing is not really about the gray hair at that point. No, I mean, you said like women will frequently get dyes or even style changes. But I think we're harsher on women's looks
for
as a society. So I almost think that's baked into it. For guys, like, I don't think you're being put under the microscope. If you got a little salt and pepper, a lot of people prefer that. That's like you've earned that.
Like, Greg looks very distinguished now that he is graying some and stuff.
It's kind of weird to watch you say that sitting right next to him.
Hey, I'm complimenting you. Okay. I mean, what else can I?
I like the gray. Nicer. I think it looks great.
Yeah. I mean... For me, I don't care if I've got gray. My hair hasn't grayed a whole lot. I've got a little bit on top, but on the sides, I keep it so short that I wouldn't even really know if I had gray hair, you know, creeping up the sides. I do have a little gray in my beard. But for me, if guys want a color, that's fine. I don't care. Just keep everything well-groomed.
Like, and the thing is, if you're going to do it, I think you should do it right away, because I'll use our boss, Jimmy. Jimmy is starting to gray, right, guys?
Yeah.
Let's just be honest, okay? And I've noticed it over the last year. He's really picking up the grays. And I think now it's too late. You're too far gone. Agree, Heather?
I do agree.
What do you think Jimmy came in with, like, a big brown...
I agree with you.
I don't think
it would be strange. It would be unfamiliar. But I also say, go for it if you want to. Like, who cares what I think?
Yeah, and it would take a mere. Again, I don't know. After a couple of days, you just get used to it, and you just move on. I'm not going to sit there and certainly not going to call him out. We'll do it behind his back.
I was going to say, this person, will you walk over and see at our next stop here?
I hope so.
Now, how are you going to do it? Because you don't want it to be obvious. Like, we were just talking about your hair.
Let's go over to the show. Do a walk by and
let's go over to the show.
I'm not going to stop and let me come here. Like, I'm not going to make it obvious. I'm just going to do a little
drive by.
A lap and a little slow walk.
Get your steps in.
We got a couple minutes before that. Let's knock out a couple phone calls. Mike on a cell. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
So when I was in my early 20s, I have all my hair now, but in my early 20s, I started going gray. By like 25, I was like 30% gray, mostly on top. And now I'm like Sparky Anderson gray. And I would never have ever colored it because, A, my hair color is like blackish brown, so that would have been kind of hard to color. And then, you know, and once it grows out, it kind of looks like, you know, kind of camouflagey if you're not doing a good job, and you wind up looking kind of like Charlie Langdon a little bit, you know?
That's not the coworker we were referencing. But Mike, good stuff. Appreciate it. We got a different Mike in Lapeer. Mike, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm 65, and I have totally black hair, but my mustache and my beard gets gray.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find nothing wrong with doing, you know, touching that up, making it all
same color,
stay black.
Any, I mean, if it's just jet black, do you have any issues trying to match the color with what's on top?
No, not at all.
Do you just go
not
and get a box dye?
It works all perfect every time.
Do you get it from like the grocery store? Where do you get your hair color?
I just use that Just for Men. Okay. It matches me perfect.
Perfect.
There
good
you go.
For you. See, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, like I said, now I just turned 65. My hair on top is all black. I get a little bit of gray in my mustache, mm-hmm, and my beard now, though, gets almost white.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, you know, I got three different tones going on.
Have you ever considered just going with the switch and not doing it?
Well, I've tried it a little bit, but then, like I said, it gets like three different tones.
Yeah.
You know, and then people always ask me, well, you must dye your hair. I'm like, no, I don't dye my hair at all.
Oh, so you but do it to prevent the question.
Yeah, I'll admit to doing my mustache and beard, but I don't dye my hair.
Okay.
It's just fucking jet black.
Oh, hey, dump that. So there we go. 248-539-9797. We will get more of your ticket texts, more of your phone calls, and maybe some snooping. 97.1.